Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is Thursday. It is a little after 4:30, and it is time for Bad Tiki, who today is presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. Their fair play policy saves your bets from player injuries. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Evan, Classic Cut Tiki, Sean, and Fraud Tommy. Bad Tiki is back. Back to set the record straight. That's right. Bad Tiki predicted the Knicks would go up 2-0 on the Celtics. Bad Tiki predicted Mikal Bridges would secure the victories. Bad Tiki predicted Mitchell Robinson would attempt the worst free throw in recorded human history. Give me my flowers. I'm the future of this business. I will lead us. Knicks in three.
Okay. I see what you're trying to do, Bad Tiki, but I don't recall you making any predictions.
Incorrect base model, Tiki. I've been steadfast on my Knicks. Dudes, dogs, damage. I'm guaranteeing a series win. Screw the coalition of Knicks haters. You can't stop Bad Tiki and his Knicks.
Bad Tiki, you're literally just stealing all of Tommy's shtick now. That's not right, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Evan. Did you hear me say, I wish Tommy DeVito would feed me pre-chewed meatballs like he's my mama bird and then burp me like a baby? Bad Tiki is 100% original. Bad Tiki is a generational talent. Put respect on my name.
All right, Bad Tiki, you are literally completely ripping off all of my shtick. You're being a swaggerjacker. Just admit it.
Stop talking to me. Positive Tommy, you are little brother. Bad Tiki is his own man. Take it to the bank. Besides, why would I want to rip off someone who writes erotic fan fiction on his X account about Mark Vientos?
That's a great point, Bad Tiki. What about his obsession with this King of New York City nonsense debate? Have you heard that one?
Ah, yes. Excellent point, Peppa Pig. Who's the King of New York? Is it Jalen Brunson? Aaron Judge? Is it Juan Soto? Enough. Bad Tiki is going to end this conversation once and for all.
How are you going to do that, Bad Tiki?
I'm so glad you asked. Original Recipe Tiki, reintroducing my AI clone of Juan Soto, who lives with his horrible regret of leaving the Yankees. State your case, regretful Soto.
Hey, guys, it's me. Regretful Soto. I'm honored to be nominated for the King of New York City. I got so much money thanks to my skill, hard work, and belly rubs for John Heyman, but that doesn't make you a king.
Well, Regretful Soto, you hit two bombs last night. Are you sure you're not settling in now as a Met?
No, those homers were rage-fueled. Pete Alonso was standing too close in the on-deck circle, and I could hear him farting. I hit the ball over the fence just so I can get away from that guy. He sucks. He is not Judge. Judge never farted.
Well, wait, what? You hit two home runs because...
You're just mad you couldn't smell it, Evan. We get it. You love Pete. It's all you talk about on that Alonso butt kissing podcast of yours, the Rieno Bodega podcast.
No, it's the
that show sucks.
It's the Rico Bronia.
Rico. Whatever, you polar bear, fart smeller, I hereby withdraw from the King of New York discussion. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to not high-five any of my teammates and hide out in the bullpen. I miss you, Joji Poo. Call me.
Wow, Evan, he cooked your ass. Now let's settle this war. Welcome to the show, the true king of New York candidates, Arson Judge and Big Balls Brunson.
Sup, guys, it's me, AI Brunson. Call me Big Balls Brunson. Clutchest dude in the city. Ask anyone, ask your moms. Big balls for three. Booyah. Your boy don't miss.
Hey, guys, Arson Judge here. I'm the captain, the giant, the man who hits moonshots, except in October.
Okay, guys, tell us why you deserve to be crowned the king of New York.
Come on, Bad Tiki, is this guy serious? Please. Brunson, you're short, you've got ankles made of peanut brittle, and you pretend you like Karl Anthony Towns. Nobody likes Karl Anthony Towns.
Arson Judge, I'm so clutch they made up an award for me. I'd throw my trophy to you, but you'd probably drop it like the World Series. Got him. It's big ball season, baby.
The World Series was Fat Joe's fault. You know that. Everyone knows that.
And I love Cat. Who wouldn't love a massive, underachieving, floppy weirdo? Nobody sits next to him on the team bus or wants to eat team meals with him. But that's a sign of respect, like positive Tommy at W fan.
Okay, you've made your cases. Now it's time to crown the king of New York City. There's only one man who is qualified to crown a king. Introducing AI Mayor Adams.
Hey guys, it's me, AI Mayor Adams. I heard there would be some famous people here to take pictures with. Sorry I'm late. Just got out of the Turkish bathhouse, got myself a shave at the Turkish barbershop, and ate some Turkish kebabs with my pet turkey. His name is Mustafa.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Mayor Adams, please gather yourself. Crown the king. It's obviously Judge.
No way. It's Jalen Brunson. He's that dude. He's got the clutch gene.
Bad Tiki, who the hell are these people? Is the fat one Mirage? Why is his voice like that? And the other one trembles like an abused dog at a shelter.
Well, that's a
that must be
far.
Positive, Tommy. These people are disgusting. Anyway, without further ado, the king of New York is Bad Tiki.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, what a nice surprise. Thank you, AI Mayor Adams. You are a superior judge of moral character. We all look up to you as citizens of your great city. And check your Venmo. Make sure those consulting fees cleared, will ya?
It's been a pleasure doing sketchy business with you, Bad Tiki. Mustafa says hi.
Well, that settles it. Bad Tiki is your king. My first proclamation as king is appointing Mrs. Roberts to Secretary of my heart. Effective immediately. Okay, guys, I'm glad I could help crown your king. King Bad Tiki! You're in great hands, great, strong, tall, Bad Tiki hands. I must be going now. I'm giving AI Adams a ride to the Bad Tiki Gala. He loves famous people so much. I'd invite you guys, but you are all losers, and I have no room since the three of the Baldwin brothers, not Alec, all just RSVP'd. Have fun sniffing Pete Alonso's farts. Bad Tiki out.
All right, thank you, Bad Tiki.
Wow.
It's a good time to remind everyone Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki, Arson Judge, Regretful Soto, and AI Big Balls Brunson do not reflect those of said people. WFAN Odyssey or its advertisers, Tiki Barber and everyone else, Jalen, Arson, and Juan, and the mayor, I can't forget the mayor, That was also sentient generated being, not affiliated with the actual mayor. I want to make that clear. All of these people have their own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by all of those said characters. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.
Big Balls Brunson.
There's a lot there. I thought we were finally getting the answer on the King of New York City.
I know.
And of course
it was Bad Tiki.
Of course.
King Bad Tiki, I guess we have to call him now.
Unbelievable. Real quick on the Yanks, and we'll get back to your phone calls. Last night was a tremendous Yankee game. I mean, let's not ignore that. Max Fried continues to be utterly brilliant. And we saw a bounce back from Devin Williams. I know Trent Grisham's going to get all the love. Even Ascaro for the game-winning sacrifice fly.
They were also getting no hit through seven.
And they were getting no hit through seven. It is what it is. But the reality is Devin Williams, in a not easy environment, Yankee Stadium, responded. Runner on second, rule the whole thing. So I ask you, Sean, as someone that was ready to dump him for nothing 5 minutes ago, and by the way, you weren't the only one who said that. Joel Sherman was even writing the other day, hey, should the Yankees consider saying, you know what, this guy can't pitch here.
Right.
Let's move on. I disagree with Joel. I disagree with you. I still believe you'll see the best of Devin Williams. Does last night not convince you that maybe we will see the turnaround of Devin?
Well, I always still believe we're going to see good Devin Williams at this point this year, but all it convinced me is, thank goodness, we will get his trade value higher and be able to get a decent return on a guy I'm not comfortable signing for $100 million.
You're ready to trade him already?
Not ready. On July 31st, I will be ready to trade him because I already now know enough of evidence that he is not locked down enough that I am spending more than $100 million on him to be the closer of this team long term.
Why are you thinking about next year, though?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
You need
that.
To think about all of these things when you're running an organization, Evan.
No, but, okay, so let's work backwards here.
I'm not looking to dump them today.
Hold on, forget that, because that's a different story. It's also unrealistic.
And that's not going to happen.
The Yankees traded. Let's go over what they traded.
Okay.
Caleb Durbin, who so far has done nothing for the Brewers.
Shout out to Tiki for predicting that.
Yep.
You called that one. Number two, Nestor Cortes made two starts. He's on the IL.
Yep.
So he's been non-existent. So far, in terms of what you gave up, you gave up nothing. You're trying to win this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, Paul Goldschmidt's on a one-year deal, wants to trade him too. You're not going to re-sign him. Cody Bellinger, maybe on a one-year deal, though the way he's performing, probably not, though he did at the big home run last night. So why are you acting as if this is a rebuilding team where, well, we're not going to re-sign him, we may as well let him go.
I think your flaw is thinking about next year.
Correct.
As opposed to right now.
But what I'm actually thinking about is, what we can gain from, maybe it's a really good prospect, somebody like that from a contender, I can then turn and flip for what we actually need, which I think is going to be another bat for this team, or dare I say another starter. And the reason I say that is I have confidence in the other guys, including the guys that are coming back in this Yankee bullpen, to be strong enough that it won't be damaged and weak, and I know long-term I may make this team better as a result of what I get to turn around and flip for what I actually need on this Yankee team, and I don't want to sign him long-term. And if you're not going to sign him long-term, why are you riding this out?
What Evan just said is so right. You need
Devin
Williams for the postseason.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay, the Yankees are making the postseason.
The last
thing you want to do is weaken your bullpen. And I know he's had a tough start to the season, but getting rid of Devin Williams weakens your bullpen. It weakens your depth as this year goes on. Because you don't know what's going to happen injury-wise or whatnot. So you're going to need him. And if you don't re-sign him, who cares?
But he's also,
you just let him walk.
I think we all disagree. The thing I look at about the Yankees, the strong thing I'm going to have confidence in the postseason is the bullpen.
Yeah,
so I think I'm dealing
with
a position of strength.
You're banking on a 35-year-old in Fernando Cruz who's pitched well. But,
plus,
I mean, what has he done before this? He had like a 5 ERA with the Reds last year. He's off to a good start. But you're confidently trading a guy who not that long ago was considered one of the best closers in baseball? I just don't think it's good strategy at all.
But if we come back here, and we're going to find out in the next 2 weeks, if Johnny Loaisiga gets hurt again, stinks. If Jake Cousins stinks, sure, then maybe I'll reshape my opinion. My belief is those guys are going to be really good on the back end, and the Yankees bullpen is still going to remain their strength after they trade Devin Williams, and I'm not feeling forced like I got to commit to him when we've heard about how much the Yankee budget is there, and then I take whatever I get and I add to what this team really needs, which is probably a big bat, whether it's third base or somewhere else.
Go trade the prospects you have for that big bat. Don't weaken
I don't want to trade Spencer Jones
or Lombard. No one's saying it has to be Spencer Jones or George Lombard, but don't act like what you're getting for Devin Williams, which at this point may not be that high, especially in a contract year, like that's going to recoup you the prospect to go get somebody else. I just think the logic is very flawed.
I'm sorry.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.